Those who work with DACA recipients fear the uncertain fate of the program is triggering mental health issues in the young immigrants. President Donald Trump's administration announced last month it's terminating the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which gives undocumented youth who entered the country as children temporary protection against deportation, as well as the right to work. Trump made a campaign promise to end the program, but softened his stance last month until far-right Republicans complained. What does the debate mean for DACA recipients? Maureen McKinney reports.
That's the sound of a September protest over the possible end of the DACA program. It was recorded by the Chicago Patch. The president has since softened his stance, but DACA recipients like Luis Gomez are still worried.
Negotiations have me very anxious in a way that I haven't felt in years.
Gomez, of Elgin, entered the country a little over a decade ago when he was 11.
Talking with other undocumented folks, it also has them anxious. I've heard a lot of people have, you know, receded and have gone into episodes of depression.
Psychologists who work with DACA recipients say all the uncertainty harms the mental health of those immigrants, 42,000 of them who live in Illinois. And a recently published Stanford University study found that children's mental health improves when their mothers are eligible for DACA.
Being of undocumented status is really a huge source of anxiety, that you could be discovered and forcibly separated from your family through deportation is clearly traumatic and threatening, especially due to many immigrant populations' emphasis on the centrality of family.
That's Rebecca Ford Pass, a psychologist at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. She specializes in mood and anxiety disorders and Latino mental health. Trump's tempered language on DACA might have created hope, but it appears more likely to have produced negative emotions among immigrants.
The yo-yoing contributes to ongoing sense of panic and hopelessness and helplessness, because they might be separated from their family and they might be returned to life-threatening circumstances in a country that's completely unfamiliar to them. And there's no current pathway to citizenship for these young people. There's no existent option that will change things for the better for them.
Psychologist Elena Quintana agrees. She's executive director of the Institute on Public Safety and Social Justice at Adler University in Chicago. She says it's not rocket science to see that the chance to come out of the shadows with the institution of DACA is a real boon to growth and development.
It's incredibly positive to be able to gain those things, and to lose them is incredibly crushing. But it's not just crushing. It creates this kind of immediate depression and anxiety that also includes physical ailments.
Some people, of course, don't care for DACA or reform that would lead to more immigration. Dave Gorek, executive director of the Midwest Coalition to Reduce Immigration, is one of them.
This is not just about these children, these young adults who are here illegally. The employers who hold out labor costs by hiring people in this country illegally. It's about the very simple fact that we are being told, not asked, but told by illegal aliens and their advocates, by the way, that includes many members of Congress, that the American people have no right to enforce their immigration laws. We are being told that we have to surrender our sovereignty in order to accommodate them.
Organizations that exist to aid immigrant populations are trying to assist with mental health concerns. Psychologist Rebecca Ford Paz says she hasn't yet run across crisis situations.
There are some certainly higher levels of anxiety and sleep disturbance and nightmares, all of which are precursors for depression.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Maureen McKinney.